The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The number one rated Phil Hendry Show and our Best of the Year 2000 album is out. You can order it by calling 877-616-7445. It's only $20 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Or if you'd like, you can order our picture disc. That's right. Only the Phil Hendry Show has vinyl. We've got our Best of the Phil Hendry Show album out on vinyl. And not only is it a vinyl, it's a picture disc. And you can order that, too, by calling 877-616-7445. And the best part, in my opinion, is that all the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. So the number again is 877-616-7445. And you can pay for the Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD or vinyl through Visa, MasterCard, or personal check. We have raised, you have raised, you have been generous to the tune of $17,286 since our campaign began at the beginning of the month. So we're on our way, man. We made 170 G's last year, about 175 the year before, I think. Year before that, I don't know, close to 200,000, I forget. But we have raised somewhere in the neighborhood of $500,000 for my friend's place since we started our campaign here locally in Los Angeles in 1996, and we've expanded it with the expansion of our show now to you guys listening to us across the United States. So thank you very much. 877-616-7445. I thought we'd just take a little itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny bit of a break from this election coverage because it is driving all of us completely out of our minds, and we want to get ready for the holiday season. We're going to bring in Bobby Dooley, Bobby with the Western Estates Homeowners Association, and this is Southern California Lifestyles with Bobby Dooley. She's on the line with us from her home in Western Estates. Bobby, good afternoon and a good evening to you.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon and good evening to you.
And it's just to explain to people what Southern California Lifestyles is about.
Phil, Southern California Lifestyles is really a program for everybody in America. Most people wish they lived in California, but for one reason or another, either they can't afford to live here or they don't yet have the skill to work the jobs that we have here in California. For whatever reason, they can't live here, but they can be like us by listening to Southern California Lifestyles. And that's really why we do this program with you, Phil.
All right. I don't know about... What skills do they need to work out here? I mean, you know, like how to work the jungle ride at Disneyland? Okay, so anyway, what I was going to do is ask you about some of the stuff that's going on this holiday season.
Well, Phil, we do have a holiday season coming up. It's very important. I think to a lot of us, we're going to be gift-giving this year, Phil, and I think it's important to a lot of us to not only give well, but to receive well. And there's an old saying, I believe in the old Christian Science of Mind philosophy, which is you should open your heart and you should accept your good. And so when you receive a gift, it's very important, Phil, that you thank people for that gift.
And I know there are a number of ways to thank people, one of them being the thank you note.
That is correct.
You know, I got into a little bit of this protocol problem, if you want to call it that, after Marie and I got married. We were both feeling very bad that we were not getting our thank you notes out in time for our wedding gifts.
Well, you know, it can really be a problem, Phil, getting out all of those notes, but it's so really important. You know something, Phil? I have a number of Dooleyisms. These are things that I call Bobby Dooleyisms. They're things to live by in the world of etiquette. And if you're ready, Phil, I'd like to do those.
Okay, here's Dooleyism number one.
Dooleyism number one, always acknowledge with a note of thanks any gift that you receive. Dooleyism number two, when you receive a gift, make sure you acknowledge that with a note or a phone call, preferably within a week. And Dooleyism number three, be positive. Write positive things on that note, because I'll tell you something, Phil, if you do not send a thank you note for a gift you've received, things can sour very quickly if you don't have the common courtesy like that. And I have seen dear friends become absolute blood enemies for want of a common courtesy like a thank you note. So remember our Dooleyisms here on Southern California Lifestyle.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. And that's our Bobby Dooleyisms. Now, tell me a little bit.
Phil, I don't know. It's a really small example of what I'm talking about. But my oldest son, Seth, went to a birthday party last week.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you. Do you have examples of doing a, you know, do you have examples of doing a courtesy note?
Yes, I do, Phil. First of all, I really think it's important. I'll give you an example.
Now, you mentioned Seth went to a birthday party.
Yes. My son Seth went to a birthday party last weekend for Andy Shipp. And
God, Andy, how old is he?
Phil, Andy just turned 13. I know you know his parents.
I haven't seen him since he's 13.
Yes. He's just turned 13, and Mark and Sandra Shipp had a party, and Seth wanted to give Andy one of these Swiss Army knives.
That is a nice gift.
Well, it's top of the line, and we spent around $40 for it, and Seth got him a very nice one, and I said that he had to pay his father and I back out of his allowance, and so Seth gave him this knife for his birthday. The problem came in that it has been a week, and we have not received a thank you note or a phone call. That kind of etiquette is so offensive, Phil, I can't even begin to describe it to you.
Now, you spent $40. Seth spent $40.
His father and I...
Okay, you and Steve gave your boy $40 to buy this Swiss Army knife to give to his friend.
That's correct.
And you have not received a thank you note.
No, Seth has not received a thank you note. We have not received so much as a phone call. I find that kind of etiquette offensive. We really want a card now. We don't think that the phone call is going to do because it has been over a week. And we're just so very, very upset. So what we are saying now, and this is why we're talking about good etiquette at the holiday season, because there's a lot of gift-giving going on at the holiday season. If you do not send a thank you card, you're really showing your colors. You know, you're really showing that you, oh, my God, I don't know. You're just, I don't know if you're fit to walk the earth with other people. I mean,
you're talking about a thank you card here, which obviously is important, but bad etiquette is practiced by a lot of people.
Well, Phil, my boy spent $40 on a Swiss Army knife for this boy, Andy Shipp. If we do not get a thank you card, and frankly, it's too late now, we're going to have to take it to the next level and take the next step.
Okay, well, when you say the next step, so in etiquette...
No, this is beyond etiquette.
Well, what is the next step?
Well, taking matters into our own hands.
Meaning?
Well, we know that this Andy takes the Swiss Army knife to school every day, and it's really only a phone call to the principal to alert her that he is carrying a weapon, and this child will get the attention of not only his mother and father, but of the police. The police. Okay, so that's a Dooleyism. And
all right, do we need the bell? I mean...
Well, Craig said that he'd ring it.
Okay, go ahead.
That's a Dooleyism. If you don't send a thank you card, guess what? I call the police.
I mean, to me, that seems...
No, Phil, it's not radical.
It seems radical.
He bought him a $40 Swiss Army knife. No thank you card. No thank you. No phone call. His parents, who I have known for 5 years... seem to be all busy with their Hanukkah and all of this.
Oh, they're Jewish?
Yes, that's another thing. They're Jewish. So you would think that they would appreciate, things that are given to them. So that's another Dooleyism. If you're Jewish, it's especially important. And
all right, I don't want to get into... Can we not get into religion?
Phil, I don't want to, but we did give him this knife. We have not received a thank you card. And if I don't get one, why can't I call the principal?
It just seems you want to call the school and tell them that this boy is coming to school. Can you not do that, please? You want to call a school and tell them that this little boy, Andy Shipp, is coming to school with a concealed weapon because he did not send a thank you card.
You know something, Phil? It's an insult. I'm sorry that you don't get it. I'm really, really offended. And I'm really angry that my son would spend that kind of money and not get a thank you card. I don't think that you understand what we're talking about. So that's dualism number three. Try to understand what I'm talking about.
I would really rather not have the bell. We're now out of etiquette. Now you're talking about having a boy arrested.
Phil, it is against the law to carry a concealed weapon to school. Don't carry a concealed weapon to school.
Hold the line for a second, okay?
I'm sorry?
Hold the line for just a second, all right? Is she serious about calling the cops on this kid? It's a Swiss. Now, they got that zero tolerance policy over there. So if she calls the cops and they find the Swiss Army knife in that little boy, the little boy gets arrested. All because they didn't send a thank you note. Okay, our number is 1-800-449-8686. This is Southern California Lifestyles with Bobby Dooley. We're talking about etiquette. When you get a gift, you should send a thank you card or a thank you note. I don't know. I think she's taking a little far because she hasn't gotten a thank you note for the Swiss Army knife that her son got another little boy. She's thinking of calling the principal of the school and saying he's got a concealed weapon. Mike, I'd like you to get on the phone with the principal of that school and alert her to what's possibly going to be happening here, please. All right. 1-800-449... Please don't do that. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. Welcome back. This is the Phil Hendry Show, and this is Southern California Lifestyles. We're talking with Bobby Dooley about and welcome back, Bobby. Are you there? Bobby, you there?
Yes, Phil.
Okay, we're talking about the need for thank you notes and thank you cards after you get a gift.
That's correct, especially at the holiday season. But what we're dealing with is the fact that my son gave that other boy a gift.
All right, your son gave another boy, Andy Shipp, over at his birthday party, Swiss Army knife. You didn't get a thank you note. You're thinking of calling the principal of the school and turning this kid in for carrying a concealed weapon.
So that boy bringing the Swiss knife to school is a threat to the other students, and I don't want my son's school, frankly, to be the next Columbine. I don't need to see a chemistry teacher staggering out into a parking lot with that knife hanging from his neck. And I will tell you, Phil...
But wait. If he'd sent a thank you note, would you be turning him in?
Phil, you know something? That's dualism. That's a dualism. I feel that if you show your loyalty, then yes, you do get some of life's breaks.
So if he'd sent a thank you note and he carried the knife to school, you wouldn't be afraid of a Columbine?
I would be afraid of a Columbine, but I think in that instance you have to stick up for your friends, and he'd show himself to be a true friend.
So what if the teacher staggers down the hall with the Swiss Army knife hanging out of his neck, and you didn't call, you didn't say anything, you didn't do anything?
You know something, Phil? I really don't like your tone.
Come on, it's not my tone, Bobby. I'm talking about...
No, you are asking me a hypothetical question that I can't answer.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Oregon City on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes,
Thank
ma'am.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm sitting here and I'm driving down the road in Oregon, and I cannot believe what I'm hearing. And with all due respect to your caller, Bobby, or to your guest, if Bobby's son gave my son, who's a minor, any kind of a weapon and brought it to school... I can't believe that,
well,
Bobby, that you would even think for a second.
I don't think you understand. It was a Swiss Army knife. My son did not force him to bring it to school.
I realize that your son didn't force it, but the bottom line is you as a parent realize that when you're dealing with minors and you buy a minor a weapon, it becomes your responsibility.
No, it becomes the responsibility of the parent.
I'm sorry.
I
don't agree.
And can I just... No, but that's one of my dualisms. As a parent...
You know what? I've been listening to your Bobby,
yes?
I've been listening to your dualisms, and I'm just going to tell you... that mm-hmm. you are a parent, an adult, mm-hmm. giving a minor a weapon, and you're threatening, if you don't get a thank you note, that you're going to turn him into the principal and potentially put other lives at risk.
Oh,
I'm sorry, you're mm-hmm. crazy.
No, you know something? You're the kind of person that would allow someone to, and pardon my language, defecate all over you. That's a dualism. I will not let someone have a bowel movement all over my family.
You're crazy.
Oh, I'm crazy? A Swiss Army knife is a tool. It is not a weapon. It is a tool. Have you ever...
You just said it was a weapon. You just said it was a weapon two minutes ago.
Yes, wait a minute. You said it was a weapon, Bobby. You said...
Yes, I did, but it can be used as a tool when used properly.
Oh,
if a boy brings it to school,
give me a break.
Have you ever seen a Swiss Army knife?
Yes, I have. I've seen a Swiss Army knife.
Okay, then you know it has a can opener. It's only a weapon... It's a weapon if I don't get a thank you note. And you think I'm being crazy? Okay.
Oh, it's a weapon if you don't get a thank you note.
Yes, that's correct.
Bobby, it's not your world, girl.
You know something? The next Columbine that happens, remember that you had this conversation with me.
Right, the next Columbine mm-hmm. that happens, I'm going to be looking mm-hmm. at you on the television as a parent who provided their kids and gave them away as gifts.
I live in this world. It's
You're
all
crazy.
Our world. I'm crazy. You know something?
Will you please knock it off with the bell? I'm asking Craig Taylor, my engineer. I know, Ms. Dooley.
Phil, that is part of the program and the formatics.
I understand that, Ms. Dooley, but I'm asking Craig, please, not to do the bell, because now we're off into some other very serious stuff, okay? Don't do that anymore. We're off into some serious stuff. Thank you, ma'am, for your call. 1-800-449-8686, West Palm Beach on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I was mm-hmm. thinking Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
You said, how long ago was this party?
Is this West Palm Beach?
Yes.
How are things going there?
No, I'm not asking. I want to know how...
No, I'm curious. How are things going there? Because I know of the president.
Things are going great.
Is the president... Is it going... I know. We've been watching the news. Oh, my God. I've bit my fingernails, Phil, to the nub, watching how the people in West Palm Beach are going to try to correct what they've done. You've really ruined it for a lot of people down there.
Oh,
I'm not,
okay. Well,
I don't mean you. I don't mean you.
I don't want to get into that, but
yeah, let's get off of that.
We can
get
take
off,
that to a whole different
get
level.
Get off
right
of that,
now,
okay?
I want to know.
No, I don't mean you personally.
When was this party, Bobby?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It was a week ago Saturday.
Okay, so mm-hmm. you think that mm-hmm. this is ample enough time for you to be upset about not getting a thank you card
yes,
at this point?
Etiquette, common etiquette dictates within 7 days. This was a very expensive gift. And this boy simply, because of breeding, I don't know. Also, they sent our boy home with a goodie bag. Do you have children?
I have one in my stomach.
Okay. She'll be going to birth, or he will be going to birthday parties. They'll get goodie bags. We didn't really like what was in this goodie bag. A dreidel is a Jewish toy. We're Christian. Caramels. My son has braces.
Well, wait a minute. They put a dreidel in a goodie bag and caramels?
Yes. Shows complete. Okay. But
well,
what I really
would think
to
by
say
the comments, the derogatory comments you made earlier about mm-hmm. Jewish and that they should be grateful for your gift.
Well, no, I just
I'm
think
surprised
that...
you even let your son go over there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, how is everything going in West Palm Beach, though?
No,
that's really
what I like to know if
that's
you,
and not
if you're
what
a Christian family.
That's got nothing to do with what we're.
Why would it be a big deal mm-hmm, if mm-hmm. he had a dreidel?
You know something? It's really not. We do want our boy to be familiar with his Christianism, and then he can begin to branch out into some of the cults or whatever.
Judaism isn't a cult.
Yeah, I know.
But compared to Christianity, it's really not. I don't know what you want to call it. It's really not anything that we. You know, that's a dualism. In other words, don't mix and match your religion. You know?
Okay, but then I would think that you would keep your son under lock and key and not allow him to even have friends with anybody who is, say, black
mm-hmm,
or doesn't believe
mm-hmm.
what you believe.
Well, we believe that dreidels are not Christian, and thus they come from the infernal reaches.
Okay, thank you for your call, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. This is Southern California Lifestyles. My guest this hour is Bobby Dooley from Western Estates Homeowners Association. She is the president. When should you give a thank you note for a gift you've received? Well, according to Bobby's Dooleyisms and according to etiquette, you should give that note within a week. If you do not give that note within a week, then it's rude. And apparently your son gave another little boy a Swiss Army knife. Now, I say little boy. Your son's how old, Bobby?
Phil, Seth is 12 years old, so he's not a little boy at all.
Okay, so obviously he's not a little boy.
And Andy, the boy he gave the Swiss Army knife to, Phil, sits behind him in pre-algebra. A lot of people have said, why would you call the principal if he doesn't send a thank you note when you would not call the principal if he did send a thank you note? If he doesn't send a thank you note, then I have to assume that he is hostile to my son. He sits behind him in pre-algebra, Phil. He could open that knife up. He could cut my son's throat. He could cut it from ear to ear.
Oh, come on.
Phil, I am telling you, if they're that hostile...
Okay, so they don't give you a thank you note for the Swiss Army knife. Therefore, the kid is hostile to your family and is going to cut your son's throat.
I'm not saying he will. I am saying it's within the realm of possibility. That's why, and we have another dualism, etiquette teaches us how people feel. Good etiquette and people's observance of etiquette teaches how they feel.
So, the kid didn't send a thank you note for the Swiss Army knife that he got from your son. You are thinking of calling the principal and turning him into the police.
I think, Phil, for safety's sake, if this boy comes to school with that knife, I would much rather see that boy in a holding cell waiting for his mother to pick him up than to see that Swiss Army knife hanging from the eye of my son.
I think you're being dramatic.
Well, I don't think I am.
I think you're being way overwrought, hanging from the eye of your son.
Driven into his eyeball and into his brain, yes. Yes. We know, we saw what happened at Colombo High School.
And Columbine?
Columbine High School. It could happen again.
I don't know. It sounds like paranoia run amok. Stamford, Connecticut on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Bobby.
Yes.
I know you're a great mom,
mm-hmm.
and you're doing everything you can to help your, you know, start with other
Thank
things.
You. Thank you
but
very
when
much.
You, but when you, you know, when you're buying,
mm-hmm.
When your son is allowed to buy,
mm-hmm.
You know, army knife.
It's a Swiss Army knife.
First of all, yes, Swiss Army knife.
Right.
You are upset
mm-hmm.
that you didn't get first a thank you note.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're trying to go and get, you know, the consequence of that
mm-hmm.
would be you calling the school and telling
yes.
that, you know, this child has a knife and, you know, it's unsafe
mm-hmm. yes.
and he might be able, he might hurt my child. Yet you don't
yeah,
realize
afraid.
You are the one who put that consequence in motion if that's something that would have to happen. I mean,
well, a Swiss Army knife is something that's very common in our neighborhood.
Who would be They're allowed
very...
to buy... Let me just finish.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The only person who would be responsible
yes.
would be his parents
yes, uh-huh.
to buy him the knife, and I'm surprised that they have actually accepted
well,
that gift.
Can I ask you a question? Did he ask for it?
Yes, I was going to say, Phil, he asked for it for his birthday, and it's really a wonderful, wonderful utensil. I don't know if you've seen the Swiss Army knife, but it has a bottle opener, it has a nail file, and it also has a knife. It has a very extensive knife. Both kids are in Boy Scouts, and they also use it for camping.
So if he brought it to school...
then I'm calling the principal, because it could come hanging out of my son's eye.
Just because he didn't send a... See, to me, he didn't send a thank you...
You should send thank you notes. Otherwise, do you send thank you notes, dear?
Yes, of course I do.
Okay, because you know if you don't, it's hostile.
But it's not, you know, it's not hostile, but, I mean, you have to understand... Now,
what if he cuts my son's throat?
Did you speak to his parents?
Why should I speak to his parents?
In that way?
Well,
I mean, if you say you have known them for 5 years...
He could cut my son's throat. And then where would
but
we
you
be?
But you don't want... Okay, if something like that happens...
You
if,
can take
if you
that
become
knife
hostile, and the child becomes
mm-hmm.
hostile to your son, like
mm-hmm.
you say, because you didn't get a thank you note,
okay.
Well, don't you think that you...
Here's
Julie's
number three.
For it? I mean...
You should never give a knife to a child that sits behind your son in school.
But you
because
see,
you
because
can take
you're the
that
one
knife
who provided
it,
the knife.
You can drive it into the medulla oblongata.
That's right, because you're
I
the one who... You don't
it.
Understand the fact.
No,
you're the
I
one who provided the knife for him. So you,
fine.
If you
well,
didn't
if
buy it...
Well, if the guy is hostile...
Well, if he'd send me
and
a thank you note...
And I'm sure he's not going to do it.
I'm
sure he's a responsible person.
We have zero tolerance.
Yeah, but if he sends a thank you note...
You're the one who's doing the tolerance. You're the one who's breaking the tolerance. You're the one who's saying...
Dualism.
Send the principal.
Zero tolerance.
I'm telling you, that bell's going to drive me nuts. I don't want to hear the bell.
If the officer comes to the school and says, how did you get the knife? Well, the mother who called in, you know, her son gave it to me. I mean, you know.
Okay, I have to stop. Okay.
Of saying
okay,
he's
hold
trying
on.
To do bad,
hold
but
on. I have to
do.
Stop you. I have to stop you. I'm hitting the dually bell. You're going on and on. Okay?
Well, that, you're doing on and on with the bell.
That bell means you should be quiet.
Oh, excuse me. I am not in school, and I think we should
here,
all
there
of us
there it is. There's
back.
The dually bell. Be quiet. Because I've
excuse
not gotten
me.
A thank you note, I find myself sleeping with one eye open at night. And I have a .38 caliber gun under my pillow.
Then
you have a gun under your pillow?
I'm afraid this child will come next door. I would give a tool to a child. It doesn't mean that I expect him to hurt me with it.
All right, dear. Thank you for your call. Are you afraid that this boy is you've got a gun under your pillow?
Yes, I do. We really feel, by not giving me a thank you note for that knife, how rude. Good God.
You know, I don't give thank you notes.
Well, you know, then I feel sorry for you and everyone associated with you. You know, the other night I heard a noise outside. I almost put a bullet right through our cat because I had that gun.
I suggest that unless you know how to use the gun, take it away from your pillow.
Well, I don't do what people tell me to do, especially talk show hosts.
Here is Salem, Oregon on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, hello. I am
yes,
so
ma'am.
Offended by this
mm-hmm.
lady. I cannot tell
mm-hmm.
you. I can't believe she's real.
Okay, let's.
I am a teacher. I am
okay,
a parent.
Okay, that's the bell. That means.
She has taught her child mm-hmm. the wrong values. She
I am tempted to let my son bring the gun to school to protect himself
note,
against
the
knife
like
wielding punk.
Note is not
and I think
receiving.
These punks.
Lady, shut
need...
up!
Oh, what? Right. I'm not allowed to speak, but you are. Is that it? Is that how it's going to go?
Hello? Oh, she hung up. Here is St. Louis on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
First of all, mm-hmm. what were you doing giving a 13-year-old boy a knife?
It's called a Swiss Army knife.
You're afraid of him coming and stabbing
it's called,
you? Yeah, you're the
it's
one
called
that
a Swiss, it's called a Swiss Army knife. Maybe you're not familiar with
I
it.
I know what a Swiss Army knife is.
Are you
I
familiar with
one.
It? Are you familiar with it?
Yes, it's a tool and
are
it
you
is
able
a weapon.
To wield it?
It can be
are
used
you,
as a weapon.
Are you able to wield it?
Do what?
Can you wield it with dexterity?
Do you mean know, use it properly?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Any child that knows how to use a Swiss Army knife properly could easily slit the throat of a school superintendent.
Why are you so worried about it when you're the one that bought the knife in the first place?
I'll tell you why I'm worried about it. I'll tell you why I'm worried about it. For one reason. He didn't give me a thank you note. He didn't send my boy Seth. Dear
what
Seth.
What does a piece of paper with writing on it have to do with anything?
It shows that he's not hostile to Seth and doesn't want to slit his throat.
Well, wait a minute. You give him a weapon, then you hope to God he sends a thank you note, because if he doesn't, he's going to slit your son's throat.
That's right.
You see where I'm from?
Mm-hmm.
You see, a thank you note doesn't mean you're non-hostile. A simple thank you or a handshake or thank you very much for the present
mm-hmm.
or the gift
mm-hmm.
means the same
mm-hmm.
thing.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you something. Do you know how to throw it kung fu fashion so it sticks in a tree at 30 yards?
I can throw a knife and make it stick in the tree. I don't know about kung fu fashion.
Okay.
Is this kid violent?
I've seen him with the nunchucks, and...
Does he do that just for fun, or does he do that with bad intentions? You see,
no.
There's a difference. I've played ninja with friends before playing with things, and it probably
mm-hmm.
was dangerous, but
mm-hmm.
I was just having fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, I saw him throw a Swiss Army knife, and it stuck... Oh, God, forgive me for saying this, but it stuck right in the hind end, if you will, of a lady across the street. She was
oh,
bent
oh,
over
so
doing
now
gardening.
He is violent. So he threw a knife and it stuck in some lady's behind.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't hear this earlier on the radio. I didn't hear a thing about it.
When did this happen?
It hasn't actually happened yet, but I've seen her gardening.
Oh, whoa, whoa. You said you saw it happen, but it hasn't happened yet. What are you telling the truth? You're talking to Christian.
I guess
you're lying.
What I'm saying
you're lying.
To you. What is your... I am so afraid right now. I don't know what
to... Well, you got to start with the truth.
What is your name, young man?
I'm not allowed... I'm not going to give that out
well,
right
just
now.
Just your first name.
No.
Or can I call you Elmer?
Yeah, that'll work. Yeah.
Elmer, I am afraid. I saw her bending over doing gardening. She's got a big rear end. And any
yes,
kid...
Yes, so do a lot of women.
Well...
But that's beside the point.
Any kid could throw this knife and it would stick right in that ass end.
Do you know how many
whatever.
Kids have knives? Pocket knives? I have a simple pocket knife in my pocket right now.
Mm-hmm.
I use it for tools.
Mm-hmm. You use it for what?
I use it as a tool.
What kind
opening
of tool?
Packages.
Opening people? Do you ever open somebody up with it?
Do what?
Have you ever opened someone up like a Christmas turkey?
No, I've never used it as a weapon.
Have you ever been in a knife fight?
No.
Wait a second. Hold on, Phil. Okay, I see his yarmulke coming around the hedge right now.
What yarmulke?
The Andy ship. Hi, Andy. He's not here right now. He was here. Have you ever gutted a fish with a...
Okay, what are you worried about here?
Yeah, I have gutted a fish. Going fishing, yeah, you do that. You,
okay.
You gut it, you to cook it.
Okay,
you have to use me as a tool.
This is a dualism.
Would you quit with that bell?
Are you telling me what to do, young man?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
All right.
As far as I'm concerned, you are ignorant. You are totally worried about nothing. You bought the knife, so therefore, if he does anything with it,
could I speak with your mother, please?
You're at fault.
Could I speak with your mother, please?
No, you can't. Why should I?
You're in St. Louis, right?
Maybe.
I'll
maybe not.
You. I'll find you.
No, you won't.
Knock it off with the bell.
Bye.
I want to tell her
goodbye.
How rude you are.
Goodbye.
I think you're you're a slice of heaven. Is he gone?
Yes. Okay, Bobby, I once again, like I always say when you're on the show, get professional help. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Bobby Dooley is called back here. Now we're talking about. You want to get back on the air? That's fine, Bobby. I don't want to hear any more stories about how you think the kid is going to throw the knife and have it stick in the rear end of some old lady across the street who's doing her gardening. You understand?
Yes, sir. I understand that. But why is everyone yelling at me? I mean,
because your son gave a Swiss Army knife to another boy for a gift. The other boy hasn't sent your son a thank you note, so you're going to call the school and have him turned into the police.
Because he has a weapon.
How do you know it's a weapon?
Because they're hostile.
Because they're hostile because they haven't sent you a thank you note?
Yes. That is my fear.
Well, I don't get it. I don't understand. I
don't know. I'm just afraid. I'm afraid of a lot of things.
Look, if you're afraid, like I said, you may have to get some help or something. You know?
Well, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. Possibly. Staten on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi. I'm wondering, why did you give a young boy a knife in the first place?
Okay, this is like we're getting the same questions over and over again. Here is San Diego on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing?
Fine.
I don't understand, Bobby, how you can equate the fact that you have not received a thank you note for the gift with the boy being hostile. I mean, you're taking it to an extreme that doesn't even exist yet.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
Oh, my God.
I was hostile as a
child.
At his age, I was pulling out knives when I would get upset.
Do you give thank you notes?
No, I believe in telling someone thank you. I believe in a heartfelt thank you from my...
Well, that's not acceptable.
To you, it isn't. And you're entitled to your opinion, but it doesn't mean it's right and that everyone else has to believe it.
Well, unfortunately, my opinion counts.
Your opinion counts for yourself.
Well,
in your small little world.
I can have the boy arrested.
Well, why don't you do that? But you know what's going to happen? You're
going
to face legal action because you did give him the knife.
No, I gave him the knife for a birthday. I didn't give it to
you
him.
You gave
my
it
son
as a gift.
Did. No, my son did.
Well, it doesn't really matter then. Your son's underage, so you will have to face legal action.
My son is legally liable. I'm not.
Well, wait a minute. Do you want your son arrested?
No, I do not.
Well, that's what you're going to start.
Well, that's what you're starting.
Well, he'll have to be a man about it. But I am not...
Wait a second. Your son's going to get popped if this kid goes to school with the knife, and you're going to wash your hands of it.
That's not my problem, Phil. Obviously, this boy, the man I'm speaking of, your knife-throwing childhood has not served you well as an adult. You don't you don't send thank you cards.
Well, okay, again, you can't equate the two, but that's your level of thinking.
I find it really frightening. Oh, my God. And so what I'm trying to do here is do the right thing. have the boy incarcerated.
No, the right
put
thing
into a jail
you
cell,
to approach the parents and say that you're not satisfied because you haven't received a thank you
and
note.
And what about the goodie bag? What's that all about?
The what?
They send a goodie bag back home with my son.
Right. Was there a knife in it?
There was a dreidel, caramel. Okay.
A dreidel and caramel. So they're Jewish. They gave him a dreidel and the caramel. What's wrong with that?
My boy has braces. They are fully aware of that. And they give him caramel.
And does your son know not to eat the caramel himself?
That
is
hostile.
Have you educated him enough?
That is another hostile act. So they don't send a thank you gift, and they give caramel in the bag. That's hostile.
Hostile.
Okay, well.
Because so he's going to pull his freaking braces out of his mouth, I guess, by eating the caramel.
Right.
I obviously, Phil, you've never paid a dental bill for a child. And
yes, I have, as a matter of fact. I've paid plenty of those dental bills. Thank you, sir, for your call. It's a hostile act that they give him caramel because he has braces, and now you're going to turn him into the police? I think it's wrong.
Well, you may think it's wrong. But...
Yeah. St. Charles on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
How many kids were at this party?
I think about 110.
110?
Yeah.
It takes me a week to send out 5 thank you notes.
What?
It's totally unrealistic to have a 13-year-old send out 110.
Not if he sent... No, well, I don't care. He's going to send a thank you note.
No, but it's unrealistic to give him a week, maybe a month.
No,
after that,
week.
It would be
no.
rude.
He can write it to us the day after he gets the gift. That night, he could have written it on a card and put it in an envelope. But no, I'm ignored again in my life, as I was when I was a child. I was a young woman. I wasn't very attractive, but through sheer will, I made myself beautiful. I learned about the latest fashion tips. I learned about makeup. I learned to carry myself a certain way. Today, I have a gorgeous figure. My husband comes home from lunch and wants to give it to me right there in the garage. But people hated me, and now I hate them. They're going to pay. And
Bobby,
what?
You are like psycho. You know?
Oh, I'm psycho? Why?
Because you're taking out your childhood angst on some kid.
And they were rude to me, too, and they didn't send thank you cards. Do you get thank you cards?
Yeah, Bobby, you need some psychological help.
Oh, really?
Here.
Oh, really?
And, like, being
are you good
hostile
looking?
To have caramel,
are you good
I have braces.
Do you
have braces?
When someone gives you caramel, it's like they want to take pliers and tear your teeth.
Hey, I've had braces for 3 years,
your
and the
skull.
Entire time I've been eating caramel.
Your skull. Okay.
I eat caramel apples, which
wait
is even worse.
The mail just got here. Let me see if the thank you note is in the mailbox.
Oh, my God.
Look at this. Look at this. It's typewritten. It's not handwritten. They are going to pay.
You got one?
It's typewritten. They are going to pay and pay again. God, I hate them all.
All right. Thank you for your call, ma'am. Gloversville, New York on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi. I was listening on my way home from work.
Mm-hmm.
And Bobby, you were saying that you were offended because...
Did you turn your radio down, ma'am?
Turn it down, please. You were offended because that's annoying. Can you just wait till I get done
well,
before
I'm
you add
huh? I'm here for you.
The dreidel, you were offended by it because you're
yes.
a Christian.
Yes.
If you are a good Christian, Bobby, you would know that in the Bible it states that you do a favor or you give a gift because you want to, not because you expect something in return.
Well, what is he supposed to do with a dreidel? I don't even know how it works.
But we're talking about the gift. You're upset because
what
you didn't receive. Please let
all right,
me
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.